This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Folks, the government has been after private property and they've been going about it through legislation. Some of you have just seen it. That's nothing more than tenant protections, because you don't know what's at the heart of rent control. And you thought because you left California to invest in property elsewhere that you were safe from this. Ha ha. Once again, I told you so. Welcome to the Andres Segovia Show. I am your host, Andres Segovia. On this episode, I will be doing mostly none other than reading from the fact sheet that the administration put out on their whitehouse.gov site, where they announced new actions to protect renters and promote rental affordability. Yours truly has not read this, so I'm going to be reacting to it as I read along. But everything I mentioned is going to be linked over at the show notes of company's episode at www.theandresagover.com. And stay tuned for an announcement on how I handled this, because there's a lot of information coming out the pipeline, folks. For those of you in Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, Riverside, San Bernardino, that's usually what I cover in terms of business. But what you all have to know is how many of your rights are under attack by not just the local municipalities, but also at the county level. Those of you in Los Angeles know exactly what I'm talking about. And obviously, Sacramento. But on top of all that, now we have the attacks coming from the federal level. And, well, I've been saying it. And for those of you that haven't been paying attention, I covered this before during the campaigns back in 2020, the presidential campaigns, that is, because back then the Biden campaign made the announcement on trying to not only eliminate suburbia and urbanize it all, but also to find a way to blanket everything with rent control. That was pushed by Bernie Sanders, that was spoken about by Elizabeth Warren, and now we're looking at it from this radical administration that's after your private property. So here we go. The Biden-Harris administration announces new actions to protect renters and promote rental affordability. And the administration also launches Resident-Centered Housing Challenge, a call to action to improve the quality of life for renters. All right, here we go. What do they say? The blueprint. They're calling it the blueprint for a renter's bill of rights. The blueprint lays out a set of principles to drive action by the federal government, state, and local partners, and the private sector to strengthen tenant protections and encourage rental affordability. Almost sounds like they're talking about BlackRock right there. Anyway, some of the key actions today include the Federal Trade Commission and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, both independent agencies, announced they will collect information to identify practices that unfairly prevent applicants and tenants from accessing or staying in housing in order to inform enforcement and policy action under each agency's jurisdiction. This is the first time the FTC has issued a request for information exploring unfair practices in the rental market. The two agencies will seek information on a broad range of practices that affect the rental market, including the creation and use of tenant background checks, the use of algorithms and tenant screenings, the provision of adverse action notices by landlords and property management companies, and how an applicant's source of income factors into housing decisions. Folks, I did say this is the first time I'm reading this, so I'm going to withhold any commentary into a future episode, or this is going to be a very long installment. I'm just literally going through this, and in a future episode, I will dissect this all, okay? The CFPB announced it will issue guidance and coordinate enforcement efforts with the FTC to ensure accurate information in the credit reporting system and to hold background check companies accountable for having unreasonable procedures. The Federal Housing Finance Agency, an independent agency, announced it will launch a new public process to examine proposed actions promoting rental protections and limits on egregious rent increases for future investments. What constitutes an egregious rent increase? FHFA will remain transparent throughout the process and provide periodic updates, including one within 6 months, to interested stakeholders. As announced in November, the FHFA will also increase affordability in the multifamily rental market by establishing requirements that encourage the financing of multiple multifamily loans that guarantee affordable housing. In 2022, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae purchased a combined $142 billion in multifamily loans, supporting over 1 million units. If the same activity holds in 2023, that would mean an investment in approximately 700,000 affordable units. I said I was going to withhold commentary. Holy smokes, it's going to take everything from me to not say anything. I'm already saying a lot. A U.S. Department of Justice workshop will inform potential guidance updates around anti-competitive information sharing, including in rental markets. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, also known as HUD, will publish a notice of proposed rulemaking that will require public housing authorities and owners of project-based rental assistance programs to provide at least 30 days advance notice before terminating a lease due to non-payment of rent. Those of you in RSO areas of California already know this. The administration will hold quarterly meetings with a board, diverse and varying group of tenants and tenant advocates to ensure they continue to have a seat at the table and can share ambiguous ideas. No, ambitious ideas to strengthen tenant protections. It could be ambiguous, folks, because that's what a lot of this is. Okay. Furthermore, these new announcements are part of a new broader set of federal actions and exemplify the principles laid out in the Blueprint for Renters Bill of Rights, which underscores key protections every renter deserves: safe, quality, accessible, and affordable housing. Renters should have access to housing that is safe, decent, and affordable. Clear and fair leases. Rent should have a clear and fair lease that has defined rental terms, rights, and responsibilities. Education, enforcement, and enhancement of renter rights. Federal, state, and local governments should do all they can to ensure renters know their rights and to protect renters from unlawful discrimination and exclusion. The right to organize. Oh, snap. Renters should have the freedom to organize without obstruction or harassment from their housing provider or property manager. Folks, I'm not going to make it. I am not going to make it. You know what it means, the right to organize? Tenant unions. They're going to unionize against the property owner? Holy smokes, they are not their employer. They are a provider of a service. Tenants are not the employees. Eviction protections, diversions, and relief. Renters should be able to access resources that help them avoid eviction, ensure the legal process during an eviction proceeding is fair, and avoid future housing instability. Bloody hell, I'm only halfway through this crap. This is not going to work, folks. I'm not going to make it. So there's another section to this that I'm going to let you read on your own. It talks about, in addition, the administration is rallying state and local stakeholders and private housing actors to drive further action to protect renters in line with the blueprint. As part of this effort, the administration is launching the Resident-Centered Housing Challenge. Huh? A call to action to housing providers and other stakeholders to strengthen practices that make their own independent commitments that improve the quality of life for renters. They're going to tell you how to run your own property. They're going to tell you what you can do with your own property. And the end game of rent control is if they deem that you are not responsible with your own property, they can therefore take it away from you. That is the end game. This stuff, I hate getting all worked up over this, but man, this is ridiculous. So again, links are available in the show notes. The company's up at www.thingsgoogle.com. There's a lot of information coming out the pipeline, especially in California and also Los Angeles. I can't keep up with it all. And I would love to go back to being able to do a news roundup, but even that I cannot keep up with. So this is what I'm going to propose to do. Follow me on Twitter. I'm going to take advantage of Twitter spaces, and I'm going to be providing this information as much as possible. At the very least, follow me across the socials for these kind of updates. I can't do it on Instagram because Instagram doesn't work that way, but across the socials like Twitter, Parler, Gab, Getter, all that stuff. It's like, if you're on any of those, that's where I am. So I will be posting these things there and wherever possible doing a Twitter space when I have breaking news. In the meanwhile, sign up for my Substack where I'm going to be doing more of my articles to cover this stuff. And on my website, if you follow me there, just hit the notification bell so you don't miss out any updates that come down the pipeline there. I have certain agencies that I follow that their posts will automatically publish to my site and then can inform you of what's happening. But that's it for this one. Thank you so much for joining me. By all means, like, share, subscribe, stay in the know so you can be in the know. And I'll see you on the next one as we try to hashtag save California, hashtag save Los Angeles, and fix this all. Holy smokes. Save our union.